there was, of course, the legislature met earlier this week, I believe it was, and it was an override session. And there were a number of bills, I think seven, that they brought up to basically overturn the governor's veto. And among those was a bill that was going to address what a lot of teachers, the Connecticut Education Association and others, feel is a problem in the classroom, and that is keeping order. And some kids can get very aggressive. Some kids can be very disruptive. And there's not a whole lot. Well, there is some. There are some things you can do. But anyway, Patrice McCarthy is with us. She's the deputy director and general counsel for the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. And she is here for a few minutes. First of all, Patrice, good to talk to you. I hope you're having a great summer so far.
Good morning, Ray.
Yeah. So, all right. We had, you know, the president of the CEA in here. We talked to a classroom teacher or two, and they were saying that's something that's very much of concern to a number of people who are right there in the trenches on the in the classroom where their kids, you have limited amount options to address the issue.
That's absolutely true. School boards and superintendents, building administrators are very concerned about the safety and well-being of their students as well as their teachers. This piece of legislation, as it was drafted, didn't address the real issues at hand and would have created a potential for some serious violations of state and federal law.
And as you know, being the basically general counsel for CABE, people file suits at the drop of a hat.
That's true, and we also want to make sure not just to prevent lawsuits, but to maintain an appropriate educational program for all of our students.
Well, I have a quote here. Keith Faniff wrote a little bit about this in CT Mirror. And the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, Fran Rabinowitz, said, hey, look, you know, obviously, basically, it may be good, but there are problems. Some kids would be forgotten. Kids with disabilities, minority students, they'd be disadvantaged.
That's right. And what we want to make sure is that there are supports for students who clearly need access to mental health services, for example, and also supports for teachers, some of whom need to develop skills in de-escalation techniques, for example. We want to look at legislation, and there is now the opportunity for a working group that the Commissioner of Education has established that will really take a careful look at what the best strategies are to deal with what we absolutely agree are significant issues.
So at this point, Patrice, what happens if you, let's say you have a young girl, a young lady, a young guy, they are totally disruptive, they just, you know, the point that's made is, well, yeah, but what about the kids who want to be there to learn and these guys don't care, can't, whatever it is, maybe because of a disability, but whatever. You know, what are the options available to a classroom teacher now?
Right now, even under our existing law, teachers can contact their building principal, have that child removed on a very short-term basis, and then return the child to the classroom. What this legislation would have done was create a very lengthy procedure that it could be days or weeks before that child would be able to return to their regular classroom.
One of the other points that was brought up by Ms. Rabinowitz was that there are very few people who can deal with this other than the teachers and the principals, whatever. 38 social workers. This is an urban district. 22,000 children, 38 social workers. That's not a good ratio there, is it?
No, it's not. And we see more and more very young children, children in kindergarten, first and second grade, coming to school so impacted by trauma in their lives. Yeah. That they need that intervention and that support, and that's really where we have to focus our energies.
So, Patrice, what is your organization, CABE? What are you doing to get parents more involved? Because that's what I knew somebody who taught in one of the Hartford schools, and she was saying, you know, she could only take it for 2 years because it was just there was no support coming from home, or at least in many cases, not all. But you know, what do you do to get parents engaged? Because I hear this over and over again: you got to get the parents involved.
It is important that the parents be involved. There are outreach efforts. Some schools have teachers go to the homes of individual family members to make that connection between school and family. But we also have to recognize that for some of our students, there is not a stable adult structure in their home life.
No, absolutely.
And we have to acknowledge that and meet their educational needs regardless.
Well, and that's what we hear a lot. I mean, I hear, you know, oh, there's school. But how long do you have kids in school? You've got them a couple hours as well, not a couple, but, you know, 5-6 hours a day. The rest of the time, they're kind of on their own. So no matter what kind of environment you create, you still have the problem of what goes on after school.
That's true, but there are wraparound services for our students, before and after school programs. So their educational experience, particularly for our most vulnerable students, mm-hmm. is often the most stable aspect of their day.
All right. So what's next, Patrice? You try and work something out that might be more equitable?
That's right. The commissioner is already convening the working group that the governor called for in his veto message, and we look forward to working in a collaborative manner to address this issue.
So what are you doing this summer besides doing radio interviews?
Well, there might be a family trip in the plans.
Okay. Listen, have a great summer, will you?
Absolutely. You too.
All right. Thanks. Patrice McCarthy is the Deputy Director, General Counsel for the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education.
Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. Will your tires make every stop? Compare wet braking distance at michelinman.com/longlastingperformance.